The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Who stand for what's right and stand up to what's wrong. We must take America back, now and forever, with God in his rightful place. Then he will bless and protect the U.S. We must take America back. We must take America back.
I'm always breaking in, I guess, what you could call new talent. Because, folks, it's sorely needed out there. Different voices, different ways of saying things appeal to different people. But man, did I take a bath on canceling a show temporarily. And I was going to slot him out someplace else. You would think that I am the devil, or I was the one personally that stuck the spear into Christ's chest. Okay? Go figure. But people, they have very little trust, I guess, sometimes in people and what they're doing. They're not privy to all the details, and the first thing they do is jump off the high board with no water in the pool, of course. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I just love switching gears in programming. Sometimes this gets so depressing and so morose. I've got Pat Casale with me today. Hello, Pat.
How are you, John? Good to talk to you again.
I am doing well. You do a radio program out of Las Vegas called Sin City Sports Talk. It's Fox 9:20 a.m. out there.
Yes, sir. 2 to 5 Monday through Friday.
2 to 5 Monday through Friday.
And today I had my – well, actually, I'm recovering from double knee surgery.
Really?
Yeah, I had both knees operated on a week and a half ago. And actually, I'm doing pretty bad the last couple of days, so actually I'm kind of lame, so this worked out pretty well.
What exactly did you have done?
Well, we thought we had meniscus problems in both knees. It turns out I had no cartilage left in either knee. And I did a two-for-one, essentially. I went in, got both done, same cost for me, and I'm going through rehab now for both legs, getting it done. So I'll be about a month, I'll be all 100%, well, I'll be 100% better than I was.
Well, okay, so that means you get to walk on your lips, right?
Yeah, I'll be back in the gym hopefully in another week. I want to start paying on the weights again. It's been tough that the last 3 weeks I haven't been able to. It's kind of limiting, but I'll get there.
Yeah. Well, so what exactly was done to the knees?
They went in, they checked to see what was in there, and he found out that they're very arthritic. There was a lot of cartilage hanging around, floating around.
Yeah.
And it was worn away. He thought maybe I either had a degenerative disease or wear and tear. I was a football player. I played some basketball, baseball in my day, a lot of sports, and heavy weightlifting. And unfortunately, the heavy weightlifting pays a toll. I mean, you know, when you're a kid, mano a mano, you want to be tough, you want to be strong. Well,
sure.
If you're 48 years old and you got knees of a 70-year-old, it's not good.
Well, and you know, it fascinates me that people that do what they do. I tried out for football when I was a young man. I think I was about 20 years old. I think at the time, Bobby Hayes, that played for the Dallas Cowboys, he was the fastest guy on earth, and I think he was doing 9-second hundreds at the time. Well, I was coming in roughly about 9.4, so I was only 0.4 off of that. And I figured,
really?
Yeah, and I love football. Yeah, I got these skinny little fast-twitch muscle legs. It's been the brunt of jokes for many years, but at any rate, I had good hands, and I could move like the wind, but I'd never played high school sports. I never played football. I didn't play college, and I was just a walk-on for the Cleveland Browns. They said, kid, you're impressive, but you got no skill, and they let me go, of course. But, I wanted to play football myself. I thought it was a cool sport, and well, it was at one time before the money grubbers got in there. I thought it was a great thing to do, and I tried to do it myself. And maybe it's a good thing I didn't, because I got knees that are like glass, which I found out later. Well, so you had the 2-for-1 done. What did this set you back money wise?
My deductible, my coinsurance. I got a higher deductible than most, and what I did differently on my plan. You know, everybody's familiar with a deductible, and there's 80-20.
Mm-hmm.
The 80-20 has a stop loss limit, so your stop loss is like $2,500. Well, my stop loss is still $2,500, but I went 50-50. So instead of having 20% on $12,500, I went to 50-50 on $5,000. So I paid the $2,500 plus my deductible, and now the insurance pays 100%. But by doing that one little thing, I was able to save 13% on my rate.
Well, and you know what? People are scrambling around today. I told you prior to the broadcast today that I had a doctor on the air a couple of months ago, and she spoke highly of this Surgery Center of Oklahoma, which, by the way, listeners, I'm going to be bringing Dr. Smith. He's the director of this, and they've got like a 30-plus thousand-square-foot state-of-the-art facility for 40 of the top surgeons and anesthesiologists. Well, here's the deal. They own this place. They're all stakeholders in this thing, and it's a prepay. Now, they do take insurance. I mean, if you've got insurance, they will take the insurance. But for the people out there that are struggling, like most people are in America with budgets and whatever else, a surgery comes along and it's, oh, my God, this is going to bankrupt me. No, they quote the cost up front. Say, for instance, an ACL replacement, $6,500. And I went, what? When I had it done, Pat, 20 years ago, the hospital bill, I think, was about $50,000.
And it's still going up.
And it's still going up. And I, when I blew out my knee, I was thinking, you know, I'm only going to have this thing done once, so who's the best out there? So I went to the Detroit Lions, and I asked them, who's your sports medicines guys? And they gave them to me. That's who redid my knee. And knock on Formica here, it's held together for 20 years. And, of course, there's a little crepitation and creakiness going on there, but those are arthritic changes that happen within your joints. These guys... I mean, you prepay the thing. We don't know what doctors' fees are at established hospitals, but there's so much for the room and then so much for this and that and the supplies. You end up paying $5 aspirins and whatever else. It's a business. It is a business, and it has ceased being competitive.
Well, and I got to tell you, I mean, I'm not sure to interrupt you on that. You know, it ceased being competitive because we allowed the insurance companies to negotiate on our behalf, and thank God they do. But we allow these doctors to and hospitals to run a place like it's a Bloomingdale's. Mm-hmm. I mean, like when a box of tissues may get sold more than once for $50,
mm-hmm.
or aspirin gets sold for like $20 an aspirin, there's something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mean to interrupt you there, John. I apologize.
No. Yeah, you've got more experience in the insurance business than what I do. What exactly, let me ask the obvious question here, Pat, what's your expertise in the insurance business?
Well, I do health care. I fell in the health care business back in 1994, full-time pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And to be quite frank, it's not as hard as it seems. And I think a lot of the problems out there are the lack of understanding, number one, to get a health qualified health plan and understand how it works. And, you know, of course, like in any industry, we have people out there that don't necessarily understand what they're selling. But most importantly, the consumer they're afraid to purchase plans that are realistic. Everybody wants the Rolls-Royce plan for a Volkswagen price, and that just doesn't exist.
Sure.
But, you know, 25 years ago, you could buy a plan with a $250 deductible. You didn't have the copays that we're used to now. That came on the advent of HMO. And, you know, you knew you paid the first $250, and then it was $80-$20, and maybe you're out of pocket for the year was $1,500 or $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
That was 25 years ago. Now here we are in 2009, and I realize that we're going through maybe the second Great Depression. You never know. It's getting pretty bad. Although, if you listen to the economic specialists out there, the recession's over, but that's why our unemployment just keeps climbing. But that's a whole other story.
Yeah.
But the reality is, if you look at it, if people look at insurance for what it's supposed to do, it's supposed to protect you from catastrophic loss. So if you go at a higher deductible, you can still have copays built in.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you can really save the money. You trade dollars. I'll give you an example. I got a friend of mine who's a law firm. I'm writing him and his partner. They were paying about $1,050 a month for his husband, wife, and four kids. They're equal, same age. They're both 42 with a spouse and four kids. They're going to take a health savings account for $626 a month. They're going to save about $5,400, whatever, give or take $5,000 a year each. Their out-of-pocket now is $6,000. But if you save five off of what you were paying, what you're really experiencing is a worst-case scenario of $1,000 out-of-pocket by trading dollars. Because instead of giving it to the insurance company up front, I'll hold the money, and if I need it, I'll use it for my claims. And to me, that's more logical, but most people don't look at that because people won't get sit down and you can't show them the numbers or the tax benefits, et cetera.
Right. And part of the problem here with the insurance industry, and I'll be honest with you, Pat, I don't know how a lot of these companies are in business, because the perception of people have about insurance companies out there is, it's a numbers game. It's the volume of people that you sign out versus the amount that you have to pay out. And hopefully we have good years and people aren't dropping dead or whatever else. But there's built-in profit off of doing that insurance. But what a lot of these companies did is they took the money, the premiums they were collecting, they went into the derivatives markets, and they've got derivatives out there floating around that aren't worth squat. Now, hopefully nothing bad happens to these insurance companies where they've got to run on payouts on claims, because they're going to go bye-byes.
That's part of that. You know, it's an interesting scenario because most people don't know that concept. A lot of times insurance companies, what they would do, they get their premium, especially on healthcare, and they would invest that money in for short periods of time. And the money, the profit they made off of that would be used towards the bottom line to enhance their profits.
Sure.
When the market's rocking and rolling, the insurance premiums, if you look over those years, they have less volatility as far as rate increases. I mean, there's several factors in rate increases. If your demographics are going to get, if you're getting older, that's going to change the rates. Health conditions, depending on the size of the group, can play a part in the rates as well.
Mm-hmm.
But when the market's going really, really well, you don't see the real large increases. When the market's really, really bad, increases happen. And there's a thing called trend. Every month, some carriers vary anywhere from 0.75 point to 1.5 points, or 18% a year, or anywhere from 9 to 18% a year. Rates will trend upward, and that's why new business rates tend to be better than old business rates after renewals come out.
Mm-hmm.
But the one major problem that we have as a world is we're all getting older, and as we're getting older, we're driving the cost of insurance up there just naturally, and they don't want to talk about that. And I can tell you that. In some parts of the world where they have socialized medicine, they're running out of money for that too. They can't subsidize it because the cost factor is getting there. We're living longer. We're doing a lot more things to take care of ourselves, and hence we're going to be spending more money. And those are some of the problems that they have on a worldwide level. The United States is really good. I need to ask you a question, John.
Okay, well, let's take the break first, and when we come back, you can ask that question. I don't have people ask me questions that often, so I'll be happy to answer it. We're talking with Pat Cassell here. Sin City Sports Talk, 9:20 a.m. out of Las Vegas.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
What one man can do, another man can do. If your master is the Christ, if you are an attempting servant of your master, the Christ, go to freedom-school.com. Link to Jerry F. Kirk only. Nothing sold, nothing charged, and you may not make any monetary donations to this man coming out of Babylon. How one man is doing it. Thank you.
The Royal Berkey Water Purifier is perfect for a mid-sized family. Purified water for drinking, cooking, and other needs, the Royal Berkey can expand to use 4 black Berkey elements, which can purify up to 8 gallons per hour. Give RBN a call today. Your family deserves to drink clean, purified water. For the best tasting water available, call 800-724-2719. Again, that's 800-724-2719.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of 4 expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
By the way, Pat, who does your descriptions on the on your page?
Oh, you found it.
Yeah, I did.
Thank God.
No, doesn't anybody do the descriptions for your show?
On our show, yes and no. We're revamping it right now.
Oh, okay.
Right. We had a couple of transitions, but it's now we're home free and it's going very smooth and quite popular, actually, thank God.
Cool. I'm having a little go around with my producers here. I said, you know, if the hosts don't send you show descriptions, you've got to do that yourself. Because that's for the benefit of the listeners that come in to listen to an archive program and go, okay, what's this one about? If you don't have a description, how the heck are they supposed to know? Yeah, I feel you, brother. Okay, you're going to ask me a question.
If you had an 89% popular vote, would you say that's pretty good?
89% popular vote.
If 89% of the population thought you were doing great, would you feel pretty satisfied?
Well, 89 isn't bad. It's better than a sharp stick in the eye.
Well, 89% of those people that have health insurance in the United States are satisfied. There's only 11%, which, again, the old adage, you can't please everybody. 89% are satisfied that have health care.
Now, is that the 89% minus the 45 million that they claim don't have health insurance, which never had it before in the first place?
The 45 million is a funny story, because there's a percentage of them, we'll use the word illegal immigrants, involved in that, which we won't go there. But let's take
We're politically incorrect here. We can go there if we want.
But well, let's take half of the people. Let's just say let's say they're all legal, and let's say half of those people could have afforded the insurance probably two or three times over, but chose not to buy the insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we have a socialized Medicare, a medical plan called Medicaid or Medicare, Medicaid actually, for the financially unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
So the system works. The problem is, we don't monitor, we don't manage the care correctly. And those people that could afford it chose not to get it, and now they have. You hear this big bad word called pre-existing conditions.
Right.
And the pre-existing condition is a misnomer. If you're in a group situation, two or more employees, you can acquire group health insurance without much ado, depending on where you live, pretty simple. Depending on, again, Nevada, the rates are reasonable. In some parts of the country, the rates, you know, reflect the cost of living.
Right.
Then you hear these other stories like, well, I can't, once I get the insurance, they'll never cover me. Well, if you have a group plan, pre-existing is only for about 1 year, and after that, they're going to cover you. Just like any other illness. And then the other misnomer you'll hear is that, and I love these commercials that come out and they say, you know, I had insurance, but they canceled me once I got sick. In 20 years of doing writing health insurance, has never happened to me once. I'm affiliated with it, what I would call insurance professionals. We get together every Friday and we brainstorm on how we can educate the public and try to get them to the next level and teach them that health care really is good. And none of the people at that table have experienced that as well. And I would say at the table, we probably have about 150 years of experience in the business. It's amazing how that could possibly be, but yet they want to advertise how people lose their insurance if they get sick, and that's really not true.
Well, and look, the scare tactics, I mean, we've seen this done politically. Democrats used to say, well, these old cronies, these guys are going to... they're going to reduce your Medicare and Medicaid benefits. So everybody runs to the person that made that accusation, and they want to support them. Well, they're no better to the fix to the problem than the problem existing itself, if there is one. Now, insurance, Pat, is a nice thing to have, but that is the first thing that people are going to let go. I mean,
yeah.
It's like car insurance. I mean, look, I'm sure you've done this in your life. You didn't make a payment, or you were moving and changing and doing whatever, and you let your car insurance lapse, and you knew that it was lapsed, but you were driving the car. You had a tendency to drive that car a little bit more carefully, because if you got involved in an accident, guess what? You're going to be out of a car. If you had a note on it, you still had to satisfy the bank. But with health insurance, people don't really, and take a look at Americans today, they don't really consider health or health insurance a top priority, and that's going to be one of the first things that they let go. And that's going to be a bad thing. Now, I'm coming around to a point here, Pat. Hang with me. Now, we've got all these people out here that are scrambling around trying to make mortgage payments, car payments, buy books and clothes for the kids for school, and all these associated costs of living. What I am afraid is going to happen here, that people are going to stampede, and they're going to be for this Obamacare, which is nothing more than nationalized health care. Now, there's been a new wrinkle added to this. The public option, they're giving the respective states the ability to opt out of the government program. But here is my point. How in God's green earth did the cost of this medical insurance get so high that people would look at this and actually consider socialized medicine, which is actually redistributing the cost over everybody? And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I'm not a fat slob. I keep myself in reasonable shape, in health, and I'm going to be paying premium money for somebody else that doesn't give a damn. Because like the car thing, oh, I've got health insurance. Why should I care? If something happens to me, I'll just go get it fixed. There's a bad psychology here.
Terrible psychology. In New York State, you know, you have guaranteed issue. You know what that means?
No.
Well, they have a hospital-only plan. If you're 18 or 64, you pay the same price, $370 a month for a hospital-only plan.
Okay, hold on. You hear that bumper? We got a break here. We'll be right back. I'm talking with Pat Cassell today. He's on Sin City Sports Talk out in Las Vegas, 920.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Gall. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
The mystery of health insurance. You know, I heard of a politician the other day trying to sell this national health care. And he says, well, no, it's going to be mandatory to everybody's in this program, just like car insurance is. Everybody's got to have car insurance. And I'm thinking to myself, is this guy, what planet did he come from? Because I remember the days that you could have just public liability and public damage on a car. And it was no big deal. But the insurance companies saw a benefit out of everybody being insured out there, and then, well, it was no fault. If you got into an accident, your company paid for your car, and their company paid for their car. Well, that was the idea when this politician was saying this, and I'm thinking, you know, nationalized health care, where in the hell on this planet did it ever work before efficiently? Now, this is coming from the people, mind you, that set up Medicare and Medicaid. And managed, as you said, you know, they didn't watch anything. They just set the thing up, and it's turned into a money hole. You know, here's the fine people that put together Medicare and Medicaid, and now they're going to go in there and tinker with health care. Oh, I can't wait.
First of all, when did the federal government ever do anything efficiently? Social Security is in total disarray. Medicare, which, by the way, works on the surface because if you're a senior citizen, you take an Advantage plan, cost you the same amount of money coming out of your Social Security check, and you have very good coverage. Or if you're more, you're financially more secure, you can go out and acquire a Plan F for as little as $135, and it's essentially have no out-of-pocket, no copay, no deductible.
Mm-hmm.
The only screw-up out there is Medicare Part D, which is the drug card. And a former senator of New Orleans became a paid lobbyist by Big Pharma and negotiated a deal with the House. And after hours, it basically said, whatever they want to charge, we're going to pay. Instead of saying, you know what, why don't we use the strongest arm we have negotiating for pharmacy, the VA, and pass that savings on to the seniors. Now, right now, I'm in a situation where I have access to a drug card, a benefit for Americans. They can actually import drugs from Canada cheaper than buying it with a Medicare Part D drug card here in the United States. Does that make sense?
Well, and no, it doesn't. But it used to be, and I think there was a crackdown on this. I didn't follow the story all the way through, but it used to be that we could order drugs through the mail from Canada. And it was a substantial savings. Here in this country, my God, if you can go to a pharmacy after you get your prescription from your doctor, if you can go to a pharmacy and a 30-day supply of whatever is less than $100, you count your blessings. And a lot of these seniors, and boy, this we're going down a deep rabbit hole here. I'll try to keep it as shallow as possible. We've got the American Medical Association in there that their big deal is treating symptoms. If they can't cut it, bombard it with x-rays, or cast it or put it in traction, then they don't know about it. Now, something I found out the other day is that doctors in this country, licensed medical doctors prior to 1960, guess what they got? They got courses in herbal medicines. They got courses in homeopathic therapies. But not today. Everything is, hey, go to your doctor and get a prescription. Well, how'd the doctor learn about that drug? Well, it was the legal drug peddlers from the pharmaceutical companies. You ever see that guy when you're sitting in a waiting room, comes in with a suit and a little briefcase, slips in the doctor's office? Those little free samples you get, where do you think those came from? So the doctor, if he's got it together, he might check a PDR. If it's a fairly new drug, well, then there's nothing out there. He's just hoping if he prescribes this to somebody, there's not side effects that are going to blind him or kill him. But the whole thing, Pat, is out of whack. The whole thing. So here they ride to the rescue with their Hegelian dialectic. You know, they start the problem in the first place. Then it gets out of control. They scream blue bloody murder that, well, there's got to be changes to be made. And then they come up with the changes that heretofore nobody would accept, namely national health care. It's ludicrous.
You ever watch these commercials for pharmaceuticals? Like, for example, they tell you about how great this drug is, and then they give you all the disclaimers of all the problems. If you have blindness, loss of speech, hearing, call a doctor right away. I mean, or if you have an erection for more than 4 hours,
yeah,
call a doctor.
If you're a male and a certain part of your anatomy rolls down your pant leg, you might have a problem. Yeah.
But people, you know, when I sell health insurance, there's usually a three-tier pharmacy card. There's the generic, the brand name, and then the purple pill, the non-formulary, which is the more expensive drug. And if you're a consumer and you're writing out that check, it's up to you to, you know, find out what's the difference between the three pills. Now, there may be a new pill came out, and there is no ill side effects, and it may work the greatest, and you want to pay the $50 or whatever it might be.
Mm.
That makes sense. Oh, another tip for the listeners, no one thing. If you're told your copays are $10, $30, and $50, $10 generic, $30 for the brand, and $50 for the third tier, that's the maximum you're supposed to pay. So what you should really ask them is, what's the retail cost with this drug? So if they tell you it's $6 and your copay was supposed to be $10, you're only supposed to pay the $6. But, you know, I'm sure the pharmacist would tell you that.
Don't bet on it.
The pharmacist, little things like that are big.
Hey, the pharmacists are loaded up. It's what the doctors used to do that the pharmacists, now they have their own field. And they're more knowledgeable about drugs and drug interactions than what these doctors are that prescribe them. You know, and I know that's their business of dispensing, but you would think. Now, I don't know. I've never been a medical doctor, and I don't know what's entailed in my, you know, I can imagine what my daily routine would be. But I'd be hung upside down in a bucket of horse manure if I'd be prescribing anything to people that would be harmful to them. I'll give you a classic example. H1N1, swine flu vaccine. Well, they did it back in 76, and it ended up killing people. In other words, the vaccine was no damn good. Only this time around, we've got H1N1. This is going to be a worldwide pandemic. We're going to make these shots mandatory for you. They did no real testing for the vaccine itself. And then mandating that healthcare workers and school teachers and certain groups of people that was mandatory, firemen, policemen, you have to take this shot. Well, it's a cocktail. It's a nightmare cocktail. They've got squalene, mercury, some adjuvants in there. They've got a whole bunch of garbage in these that are actually making people sick and in some cases killing them. So here we are in 2009. Was supposedly the worst flu pandemic this planet has ever seen. I don't know. How many dead bodies did you walk over today? Well, you're not walking, but how many dead bodies you see laying on the streets today?
None. And I'll tell you something. All you got to do is just take some vitamin C, watch what you eat, wash your hands more often, and just be smart, be responsible, and you may be able to avoid that problem.
Well, and here's another one that I didn't mention on the air yesterday. I was actually talking about the H1N1. There is actually a colloidal silver therapy. If you do get the swine flu and you do think this might end up killing you and it's not just a generic run-of-the-mill flu, which is, by the way, what a lot of people have, and they're not distinguishing, the CDC is not distinguishing between the H1N1 and the regular seasonal flu. But you can actually, and there's a guy here in Texas that's doing it. I think he charges about $150 a crack. But you can go in, if you've got, you can use it as preventative, but if you've got the H1N1, and a real deal, a real full-blown H1N1, you can actually do a colloidal silver drip, intravenous drip. I mean, this guy, the gentleman that I was talking to about this, he said, look, he says, I do this certain thing. I don't want to give too much information away, but he says, I do certain procedures for people, and I had a patient, she came in with her husband. She was talking about her husband. Well, my husband's not doing really good. Well, what's wrong with him? He's got meningitis. He walked out in the waiting room, and here this guy was sprawled in a chair, sleeping. He looked like he was dead. I said, wait a minute here. I think I have a friend that can help you. He went and got this colloidal silver IV drip therapy. Guess what? The meningitis up and disappeared, has not been back. But two hospitals kicked him out, one without diagnosing it, the other one knew that he had it, and pushed him out the door. This is meningitis.
That's your number one problem anyway, the delivery of health care. I mean, I'll give you an example. You know, the number one problem in America today is the addiction to prescription medication. The pharmacist could put a stop to that. If a person comes in and he's buying these drugs and they could see it's ridiculous, they could put a stop to it, and so can the insurance company. If you prevent that from happening, you're going to prevent that person from ending up in rehab, et cetera. You're going to reduce the cost of the claims by helping that person get off of those drugs immediately and not make them dependent on those medications. I mean, there's a lot of areas where you could do the right thing. You know, you don't necessarily need medication. Chicken soup does work.
Hey, look, I had a bike accident about 3 years ago. Not the most pleasant thing in my life. I'd put it right up there with ligament replacements and knees. I mean, it wasn't a whole lot. I busted 9 ribs, a clavicle, scapula, put a hole in my head. I was not doing well. I mean, if I farted, I went into immediate seizure. I mean, it hurt. Well, at any rate, they gave me the usual painkiller drugs, and they were the narcotic type. Well, after taking these for about 3 to 4 weeks, Pat, I was a neo-maxi-zoomed weeby. I didn't even know what planet I was on. I stumbled into the doctor's office, and my wife was with me. She witnessed this. I was gone. Mentally, I wasn't even around. And I walked in there, and I was able to relay to the doctor. I said, you've got to get me on some non-narcotic stuff because this stuff is killing me. And they did, and I was fine. You know, I started to heal. Everything was cool, and then we moved on. Anybody that even had a cracked rib or a broken rib, you know what it's like to sneeze or do anything. Try that times 9 on one side. So suffice it to say, but I had to tell the doctor. Look, and I told him before, I said, I'm not really doing that well. I'm really woozy and, you know. It just went in one ear and out the other. It never dawned on him to get me off the narcotic stuff and put me on the non-narcotic painkillers. Never even occurred to him.
Well, you would think you would ask questions and you want to get to know what's going on with the patient. See, I don't think it's health insurance per se. I think it's the delivery of health care. Got a client last week who was brought in on a Friday for cancer surgery, prostate cancer surgery. Sure enough, he gets in there and the doctor says, oh, the insurance company is not going to approve it. Well, it turned out that the doctor had somebody else in that slot. And that person canceled. So he put the guy in the slot and didn't try to get the approval to the last second for prior authorization. And the insurance company required additional information.
And they kicked it out.
And, well, he's going to have the surgery done maybe 2 days later, mm-hmm. but not on a doctor's schedule based because of the way he did it, but on a normal schedule. If they would have applied for the surgical procedure 3 to 4 days in advance, no questions asked. I went in, got my MRIs. The doctor called me in and said, this is your problem. We're going to set you up for surgery. We'll call you with your appointment, get everything squared away with the insurance company. Bang, 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 it's done. The other advantage I have is I understand how the process works. And that's another thing. I mean, when you're dealing, if you're going to be buying any insurance, whether it's automobile, life, property, casualty, as well as health insurance, know who you're buying it from. Make sure they're members of the national associations. Make sure they're really insurance professionals, that they have experience. They've been doing this for years. They can give you references. Too many people just, you know, think, okay, this person knows what they're doing. And you'd be very surprised. They may not know more than you do. And that's scary.
Well, you know, the whole there. I was so impressed. I talked about it earlier, about the surgery center in Oklahoma City. I was so impressed about this, and the impetus behind this was that doctors knew that there were people out there that needed surgical procedures. I mean, this is the real cut and stuff and stitch and whatever. I mean, they need surgical procedures to do repairs and reconstruct and do whatever. They realized this, and they realized that people were not coming to the hospitals because they didn't have. Look, you walk into a hospital now, Pat, they don't ask you, hi, what's your name and what's your address? What's your insurance company? That's the first thing out of their mouth.
And are you prepared to pay today?
Yeah, and are you prepared to pay today? And when I was growing up, if you didn't have the money and you had to go to the hospital and they referred you to a doctor for a surgical procedure and it was even in their hospital, still, after all said and done, as soon as you were ambulatory, you shuffled off down to the accounts receivable and payables and you set up a payment plan with them. What the hell is wrong with that? Look, and I don't want to be hard on you here, but look, the insurance has jacked up the cost of health care as well, right?
I don't know about that. I think if you look at what they do, they actually negotiate the rates down, the cost.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you look at the profit margins that insurance companies work on, very minor. When you compare them to any other business or any other industry, their profits on healthcare are limited. In fact, quite honestly, the HMO was created by doctors. They liked the idea of getting paid on capitation, whether they saw you or not. They got a set amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened is the insurance companies that compete created their own. So that essentially, the doctors kept lowering the reimbursement, and the insurance company said, okay, we'll keep lowering it with you to be competitive. And that's where things developed. But I really believe it, honestly, it would make sense for people to look at like this place in Oklahoma City. You realize if you have a general indemnity plan and they're charging only $6,500 for that surgery, chances are under the UCR, which is usual, customary, and reasonable, that's probably going to be covered 100% less your deductible coinsurance because that's reasonable. They're reasonable fees. And that's essentially what all insurance companies try to do is get the reasonable. The average doctor visit probably runs about $100, give or take, anywhere in the United States. And the average network discount is probably about 50%. So if you go see a doctor, the net's going to be $50. If you have a copay plan, let's say your copay is $30, you pay $30, the insurance company is going to pay $20.
And that's really
what it comes down to.
And they'll put some teasers in, like the first two or three visits, hey, that's fine, that's free, and here's your copay. And people, look, here's the only thing they know about health insurance. Pick up the phone book and check the yellow pages and start shopping. That's the only thing they know about health insurance. That's the only thing I knew about it.
Well, that's why you have to be a professional. The one thing I pride myself, I'm going to talk about me. I'm going to praise myself here in the respect that I have relationships with all the major carriers offering care in Nevada. And I'm licensed in 18 states, so we're We have relationships with all the big carriers, but what we do differently is we'll go to a state-specific carrier because in some cases, certain states have their own health company or health plan. Like in Nevada, we had Health Plan of Nevada, and they have a different kind of rating model, a community rating model. And they may be more competitive than, let's say, an Anthem, Blue Cross, WellPoint, or Cigna, or Aetna in this marketplace. Now, in the rural parts of the country, you may not be able to compete with the United Healthcares of the world because they're so big. But when you get to a little metropolis like Las Vegas, Health Plan of Nevada has some great negotiating powers, mm-hmm. and their rates were very, very strong. And hence, they're competitive. And the same could be said about any other regional carrier. And those are the things you have to look at. You have to make sure your agent is capable. And in Nevada, we have a lot of good agents, believe me. And this committee, this team I'm on, and we're competitors, but I really don't look at it that way. I look at them as peers. Mm-hmm. I learn from them. So that's really what it comes down to.
All right. Got to take the break. We'll be back talking with Pat Castle today, folks. A little switch up on a Friday. I've never talked about health insurance with anybody, and I've certainly not talked about it on the air to any great length. Well, if you got any questions, you got about 20 minutes to phone your questions in. We'll be right back.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the Total Transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Pat, my wife asked me during the break here, what does the cost of health care, this malpractice insurance, how much has this jacked up the cost of health care?
Well, the malpractice rates, it's a trickle-down effect because the physicians need to charge more money to cover their expenses because of a lot of frivolous lawsuits. Because we live in a generation where doctors became gods. Now, if they do something really wrong, I can understand them paying the price, but some of these lawsuits are just absurd.
Right.
But they do impact us in a big, big way. And some type of a tort reform would make a lot of sense and would definitely help alleviate some of that problem.
Well, yeah. The big tip here would be if there's a lot of claims against a doctor, you know, what are the odds that one doctor is targeted for a bunch of frivolous lawsuits? The way I saw this, it was kind of a check and balance. If the doctor screwed you up, well, then you had the right to sue him. Now, it would seem to me that that would set off a red flag to somebody if they have supposed frivolous lawsuit after frivolous lawsuit. Could it just be that this guy is a quack?
It's unfortunate that the medical field won't go against each other. And I'm going to bring up a personal subject about this. There's a physician here in town who prescribes children medications, narcotics. My daughter is in her fourth month of rehab. She's in transitional. She's actually coming home in 3 weeks. And she thought, oh, it was all legal. This doctor was giving her prescription after prescription after prescription. And after some research, I've come to find out that she's not the first one and probably in the top 100. And yet, when I'm trying to get this doctor nailed, it's virtually impossible to get other physicians to talk against this doctor. And I have filed formal charges with the state board, and I'm going to have to follow up with it again because they don't want to do anything about it. And quite honestly, that's one of the main problems with their malpractice, because they don't police themselves correctly.
Well, I mean, lawyers are kind of the same way, and a lot of people don't realize that with lawyers, if you file complaints against them, that, their boss of the firm or whatever may not dump the guy because the guy might be a go-getter and he gets a lot of cases and they make a lot of money. But you got to realize something. By filing formal complaints against this guy, that shows up on somebody's radar screen, and then he comes under scrutiny because he might be just a charlatan. He might be the guy in there filing the frivolous lawsuits for medical or whatever. It doesn't matter. We've got a lot of people in this country that are driven by the almighty dollar. They're in love with it, and the doctors that I've met, they're just like cops. You have two types of personalities that go into these fields. The ones that just want to be rich, like say the doctor, he wants to drive his Ferrari and have his nice practice out in Beverly Hills or whatever. Not all of them think that way, but they're in it for the money. The other guys go into this because they truly want to help people. And same way with cops. I've met the Johnny Six Gun cops. You know, they can't wait to get in a firefight with somebody and fire somebody up. But then you have the cops that go out there that genuinely want to help their communities and whatever else. There's two different psychologies there. But the point is, Pat, we've got major, major problems here. And if we've got a bunch of people that are covering each other's butts, and the public is out here flapping in the wind, and this is meaning dollar after dollar after dollar flying out of our wallets and our purses, where are the politicians to walk in and say, look, I think this could be better. But what do they give us? Oh, we'll just give you national health care and spread the cost to everybody. Not on my watch, because somebody that's got a diet of 15 Big Macs a day, I don't want to be responsible for his health care. And the cost of it? You think the cost of health care is high now? Wait till the government gets involved. Holy mackerel. Hey, we got to take top of the hour break. Hang with me. Paz Derek is going to come up in about 15, 20 minutes with us. We'll have some fun. We'll be right back.
With recent